The Rancher Meets His Match. The Millers of Morgan Valley, Book 4, by Kate Pierce. Narrated by Jade Valentine and Scott Rose. Chapter 1. Morgan Valley, California.
You still up there, Caden?
Caden Miller took a second to remove the two long nails from between his teeth before squinting down through the haze of dust and wood shavings to the floor below. He was halfway up a ladder inside the gutted interior of what had once been the Morgantown movie theater, attempting to repair a broken support beam.
Yep, what do you need, Doc?
He put the nails in the top pocket of his denim shirt and his hammer back in his tool belt before carefully climbing down.
Sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Teo said, but I wanted to check in before you headed home tonight.
Caden shook the sawdust off his battered old watch and realized it was far later than he'd realized. He was supposed to be helping at the ranch while his brother Danny was away at some agricultural college thing. His father, who wasn't known for either his patience or his good temper, would be yelling the moment Caden turned into the driveway to the ranch.
Sure, how can I help, Doc?
He was already late. He might as well enjoy the full Jeff Miller show with all the trimmings.
I just had Juan Garcia in for an appointment.
How's he doing? Caden asked.
Not too good. It looks like he's going to be using a wheelchair a lot more.
Dr. Teo grimaced.
Which means his ranch house is going to need some adaptations.
Do you want me to take a look at it? For some reason, even though technically he was just a carpenter, Caden was often asked to be the project manager for local jobs. Not that he minded. He got bored very quickly and appreciated some variety in his life.
If you could, that would be great. I'd much rather someone local got the job.
Dr. Teo looked relieved. The family is willing to pay the going rate to get it done as quickly as possible.
I'll have to check in with my dad as to my availability, and I can't do it all myself,
Caden added.
But I know plenty of guys who would be happy to get the work.
Thanks so much. Dr. Teo patted his shoulder.
I appreciate it.
Caden nodded.
Tell Mr. Garcia I'll drop in tomorrow morning if that's okay.
Will do. Dr. Teo paused to look up at the 20-foot-high roof.
This place is coming along great. How many apartments do you think you'll get in here?
At least 4, maybe 6, depending on what Chase Morgan's architect decides when we finish checking out the structural integrity of the place.
Caden had fallen in love with the old building, which somehow, despite falling into disrepair, still retained the scent of popcorn, bubblegum, and anticipation from its movie theater days.
Luckily, Mei Chang, the architect, was a big fan of keeping as much of the original spirit of the building as Caden was.
Thanks again, Caden, Dr. Teo repeated. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
He picked his way carefully through the debris and out onto the street. Caden took the time to make sure all the tools were locked away and the site was as secure as he could make it before locking the temporary door behind him and heading for his truck. The sun hadn't quite gone down and cast a beam of light straight along Main Street, illuminating the raised walkways, false shop fronts, and hitching posts that gave Morgantown its special Northern California gold rush town appeal. Even though he'd lived there his entire life, Caden wasn't immune either to its charm or its limitations. His cell phone buzzed. He took it out to see at least 10 messages with full-on caps and exclamation points and wished again that his sister Daisy hadn't taught their father how to text. He didn't bother to reply. He'd be home in 15 minutes, and then his father could give it to him straight. As he approached his battered truck, Caden thumbed through his contacts, checking to see if he had a number for the Garcia Ranch. As Juan's health had failed, a few of the local ranchers who matched boundaries with the Garcias had tried to help out, mending fences and moving cattle when the valley had partially flooded. It wasn't as if they weren't busy enough, but out here in Morgan Valley, it was a tradition that neighbors help neighbors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?